Chapter 20. And Pasha, the son of Immer, the priest, and he was chief officer in the house of Jehovah, heard Jeremiah prophesy these things. And Pasha smote Jeremiah the prophet, and put him in the stocks that were in the upper gate of Benjamin, which was in the house of Jehovah. And it came to pass the next day that Pasha brought forth Jeremiah out of the stocks, and Jeremiah said unto him, Jehovah hath not called thy name Pasha, but Magor-Missabib. For thus saith Jehovah, Behold, I make thee a terror to thyself and to all thy friends, and they shall fall by the sword of their enemies, and thy eyes shall see it, and I will give all Judah into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall carry them captive into Babylon, and shall smite them with the sword. And I will give all the wealth of this city, and all its gains, and all its precious things, and all the treasures of the kings of Judah, will I give into the hand of their enemies. And they shall make them a prey, and take them, and carry them to Babylon. And thou, Pasha, and all that dwell in thy house, shall go into captivity. And thou shalt come to Babylon, and there thou shalt die. And there thou shalt be buried, thou and all thy friends to whom thou hast prophesied falsehood. Jehovah, thou hast enticed me, and I was enticed. Thou hast laid hold of me, and hast prevailed. I am become a derision the whole day. Everyone mocketh me. For as oft as I speak, I cry out. I proclaim violence and spoil, for the word of Jehovah is become unto me a reproach and a derision all the day. And I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But it was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I became wearied with holding in, and I could not. For I have heard the defaming of many, terror on every side. Report, and we will report it. All my familiars are watching for my stumbling. Peradventure, he will be enticed, and we shall prevail against him, and we shall take our revenge on him. But Jehovah is with me as a mighty, terrible one. Therefore my persecutors shall stumble and shall not prevail. They shall be greatly ashamed, for they have not prospered. It shall be an everlasting confusion that shall not be forgotten. And thou, Jehovah of hosts, who triest the righteous, who seest the reins and the heart, let me see thy vengeance on them. For unto thee have I revealed my cause. Sing ye unto Jehovah, praise Jehovah, for he hath delivered the soul of the needy from the hand of evildoers. Cursed be the day wherein I was born. Let not the day wherein my mother bore me be blessed. Cursed be the man who brought tidings to my father, saying, A man-child is born unto thee, making him very glad. And let that man be as the cities which Jehovah overthrew and repented not. And let him hear a cry in the morning and a shouting at noonday, because he slew me not from the womb. Or would that my mother had been my grave, and her womb always great with me. Wherefore came I forth from the womb to see labour and sorrow, that my days should be consumed in shame?